first half, we just really let them get the ball wherever they wanted. We didn't deny. We just didn't do a lot of things we do every day in practice. Got out of character. In the second half, we regrouped and worked pretty well.
Yeah, it looked like another one of those cases like last year where the defense was – the offense got going because the defense was getting stops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we tried to be offensively oriented in the first half, and that's not us. People were just trying to create their own shots, and it kind of just messed up our defense. So second half, kind of just let it come to us, and led to a lot of open shots.
How do you guys have to adjust to playing a team that's so small, no one over 6'5"?
Yeah, that was tough, actually, because we prepared for them to have two bigs and whatever happened. But it made a lot of switches, a lot of mismatches. We had Rob Lowe and, like, a 6'1 guy. And, we just kind of had to make adjustments throughout the game.
Brandy, how was it for you? You got some 7-for-7 from the field. You got some stuff inside probably more easily than you would have otherwise.
Yeah. They're a pretty good defensive team just because, they're guard-oriented. So it was different for us defensively, but for them it was different for them as well because they didn't have their bigs. So, they had to defend bigger guys. So, it was kind of, pick your poison kind of game.
What was the feeling at halftime when you're down to those guys?
We liked it. We liked to be challenged.
Mm-hmm.
It was good that they challenged us. We kind of played outside of, our philosophy. But we like the challenge and we're able to rise to the occasion. It's going to be hard from this point out.
When you say you like it, how much could you like it being down a point at that?
I don't like it that much. But we like a challenge though at the same time.
What was Coach's reaction at the half? Did he do anything specifically to either fire you guys up or point out anything?
No, not really. That kind of comes down to, our leadership, senior guys. Coach pointed out X and O stuff that we need to get done, but emotionally, and we just, from the seniors on down to the juniors, like Granny and John, we kind of just established what we need to do.
You seemed to have a bit more energy also in the second half, or a bit more intensity in the second half?
Yeah, the team really kind of needed it. We were kind of flat there for the last however many minutes in the first half, so I tried to do my best to bring whatever energy I could on the defensive end, and it worked.
After you had that 12-1 run there, and you had that fine pass to Jordan on the break, that seemed like that run right there, that kind of exemplified everything. After that, it was, you kind of found yourself in that run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been known to go on little runs like that to get us going. And when we get the ball moving, we got different guys scoring. It really gets us rolling, helps up our defense too.
There's been a lot said about the rule changes. Do you guys notice the officials officiating differently tonight than maybe you would have run into last year?
The fouls weren't as bad as we thought they were going to be. Definitely, it affected us a little bit in terms of our help side defense, but not tonight, not really.
Granted, your first career double-double in Slim, how'd you feel about it?
There's more to come.
Stop taking my good
answers. Anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Way to go, Dwayne.
Thanks for bringing Coach Cruz in next.
Way to go, Dwayne. Way to go, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.